أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Going back to Quran City, today we will start looking at Hamidat Crescent. Now, Hamidat Crescent has five chapters in it, or five surah. And they all begin with the statement, Alhamdulillah. All praise belongs to Allah. That's a sort of general translation. And this is called Tahmid. Hamd, in essence, is a combination of praise and gratitude. We're going to try and understand that before we look at these chapters. See, gratitude is normally a natural reaction in the human being. When somebody does me a favor, when somebody does something to me, I normally say thank you. Hamd is a little bit different. It's a combination of praise and gratitude. It is when one uses what he has been granted as it ought to be used. Let me give you an example. So if somebody gave me a hijab, a scarf, and the first reaction when they gave it to me is thank you. But if I used it and they saw me use it and I used it the way it ought to be used, that is hamd. And just as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is addressed by Imam Ali in the dua that I've mentioned for a long time, which is anta kama uhib, you are exactly as I wish you to be, as I would love you to be. Faj'alni kama tuhib, make me as you would love me to be. Hamd is to be that which he wants me to be, which is a human being who reaches his or her full potential. A human being who is on his way to find this creator, so that there is no fear, no sadness, no insecurity, and there's hamd all the time, knowing that he's in charge and in his hands is nothing but goodness. There is a hadith of the Prophet which says, whoever says, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, hamd is due to the Rabb of the worlds, at dawn four times, has thanked Allah for that day. And whoever repeats Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen in the evening four times has thanked Allah for the night. So much emphasis is placed on Tahmid, on this concept of thankfulness and praise for everything we experience in our lives, whether it is situations or relationships or absolutely anything. There are two ways we can view them. Either we can view them with hamd, which is praise and gratitude, or we can view them with ungratefulness. When we view them with gratefulness, we translate what we experience in a way that will promote growth towards divinity. If we view them with ungratefulness, we immediately stunt our growth, and it sort of traps us in a vortex. There's a story we tell children about Imam Sajjad. When he meets a group of people who come up and tell him that he is their imam. And he says, well, what do you do when you get something? And they said, oh, we're happy. And we say, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. What do you do when something is taken away from you? They say, we complain a little, but that's about it. And what do you do when nothing is given to you? They say, well, we walk around a bit sad. And he said, that's exactly like the dogs of Medina. When you give the dogs something, they wag their tails and they're happy. When something is taken away, they will bark and they will be a bit sad. And if nothing is given to them, they walk around. But if you see me as my imam, he said, you will say Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen in every situation that you are put in. And as long as you have done your best. If we are able to encompass this, then there is a sort of divine exchange. We set aside complaining and blaming. We enter into a deep, sincere gratitude, inner gratitude, which is the essence of praise. Divine gratitude is really our response to perceive our Creator's perfect love for us. It's really a gift to ourselves because we honor our own necessary soul journey. It's a gift to others because we honor theirs. And in every single salah, every single rak'ah, we cannot pray without saying, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. So the five chapters or five surah in this particular crescent are Suratul Fatiha, which is surah number 1, Suratul An'am, which is surah number 6, Suratul Kahf, which is surah number 18, Suratul Sabah, which is surah number 34, and Suratul Fatir, which is surah number 35. And all start with Alhamdulillah. And inshallah, we will look at each one of those. Rabbana taqabbal minna, innaka anta as-sami'ul alim.